Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 2023 Just Another Fanboy State of the Podcast Address.
Very, very nicely done, Abner. Lunch?
You paying?
Of course.
Then heck yeah, let's go.
Hello and welcome to the wonderful world of...
Wait, what? You know who you are?
Even Stevens.
Wait.
I am Steven.
Steven is my name.
Who the hell are you?
It is I, his chronicler, who knows well his saga. Now let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
There is.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy, the podcast that no longer eats potatoes. I'm your host, my name is Steven, and today I want to talk about my podcast plans for 2023. So that's pretty much what we're going to do here. Right off the bat, I want to explain that season 8 of Just Another Fanboy started last week with episode number 303. Now, I'm not really making much of a big deal anymore about the show being separated into seasons, and I'm certainly not breaking up the seasons anymore over in your podcatcher like they used to be, and I am most definitely no longer going to be making trailers for each season. I like the idea of still mentally separating the show into seasons, if only so that I can plan my breaks, which should be every June and every December. Now, last year, I didn't take my break in December, but that was only because I actually, if you recall, stepped away from Just Another Fanboy for most of October due to mental health reasons. Beyond that, I've got some announcements to make. First up, a new episode of Event or Else will be landing on January the 11th. That's tomorrow, if you're listening to this episode as it releases. And that episode will be covering Crisis on Infinite Earths, issue number 9. I'm very excited because I haven't put out a new episode since April of 2022, and frankly, I started season 2 of Event or Else, which is the season that goes over Crisis on Infinite Earths. I started that, I think, in July of 2021. So really kind of fell off the old wagon there with Event or Else. And after putting a lot of thought into it over the past few months, I realized that the thing that's been holding me back, the reason that I haven't been working on new episodes, is all strictly due to the YouTube show side of it. I wanted Event or Else to not only be an audio podcast, but a video show as well. And there's so much that goes into making one of the video episodes that the idea of starting a new episode at some point, it just didn't appeal to me. I just didn't have the strength. So I decided to no longer do any video episodes. It's a audio show only going forward. The YouTube channel is still up there because, you know, you never know. I may get a bee up my butt 6 months from now, 2 years from now, whatever, and decide, all right, I'm going to go ahead and finish up the videos for Crisis on Infinite Earths. So I'm going to keep the YouTube channel up there. But going forward, any new episodes I put out, will be audio episodes only. And I do already have the episodes for Crisis on Infinite Earths issues 10, 11, and 12 that finish up the event. I have those episodes recorded. So, yeah, you're going to get event or else for the next, well, I'll say 5 weeks, including this week, because I have kind of a bonus episode planned. I haven't recorded that one yet, but it should be a lot of fun with a special guest who is going to answer a bunch of crisis questions that I have. And by a bunch, I have about five, but I'm willing to bet that that still takes up at least an hour of podcasting. Beyond that, I started a new podcast feed called Just Another Fanboy Reads Madman Comics. And all that is all of my Madman episodes that I've done so far for Just Another Fanboy. I am collecting those and I'm putting them out on their own feed. And I'll be doing the same for my ElfQuest episodes and my G.I. Joe episodes, because frankly, when I put my mind into the, I guess, the mind of a new listener who may see that, you know, here's a Madman episode from this Just Another Fanboy, I should listen to it. But hey, this is episode number, or not episode, but part number 13. How do I get parts 1 through 12? And then they have to go and comb through the archives on their podcatcher to find those episodes. And, you know, you go to the website, it's easy. You just go to archive, you then choose the option for Madman, and it shows you a list of all the Madman episodes. But if you're on Apple Podcasts, for example, and you don't want to jump over to a website, then it makes it more difficult. So I thought it would be easier just to put them all under one feed. Again, Just Another Fanboy Reads Madman Comics. I do have a new episode of Madman coming out in the next week or so. And while currently you should have the first, well, those 13 episodes up on the new feed, as the new episodes come out, they will be released both on the main Just Another Fanboy feed as well as the new Just Another Fanboy Reads Madman Comics feed as well. And I do have a website, madman.justanotherfanboy.com. If you want to go check that out, it's out there for you to check out. And again, I do plan on doing this for both the ElfQuest and the G.I. Joe episodes as well. It does take a little bit of time and investment of time to transfer all that stuff over, because I want to ensure that maybe a listener who jumps in and starts listening over there on the new feed, maybe they see that, for example, if they're over on the Just Another Fanboy Reads Madman Comics feed, if that's all that they have ever been exposed to, if they don't know anything about Just Another Fanboy and they jump over there and they see that the first episode was put out on December 21st, I want to ensure that as they're listening to it, that they understand that this is actually an episode of a show called Just Another Fanboy that was released originally in February of 2020. New episodes, of course, that's not going to be as confusing, because they will release on both feeds on the same day at the same time. But in order to ensure that new listeners understand that, I guess I have been recording for those first 13 episodes, a little short intro that basically says that this episode was originally recorded and released for the Just Another Fanboy podcast feed on this date. Now, another change that I'm going to make here, though, is, you know, over the last couple of years when I've been doing my Madman episodes and my G.I. Joe episodes and my ElfQuest episodes, I would do like an ElfQuest episode 1 month, and then a Madman episode the next month, and then a G.I. Joe episode the next month, and so on and so on. But what I'm going to do going forward is I'm going to focus on one particular title until my brain tells me that it's time to pause and shift over to one of the other titles. So, for example, as I said, Madman Part 14, it's been recorded, and I have it scheduled to go up either next week or the week after. I don't know exactly when right now. I don't like to be beholden to a schedule too much anymore. And I would like to try to get a JAF Classics episode up next week. But if I don't, then the Madman episode will go up. And if I do, the Madman episode will go up the following week. But following part 14, you're also going to get parts 15, 16, 17, and so on and so on and so on. Until, again, my brain feels like it's time to pause and then move on to either G.I. Joe or ElfQuest. And then once I do that, if, for example, I move on and switch over to G.I. Joe, then you're going to get G.I. Joe episodes for a number of weeks until, again, I feel like it's time to switch. And that's just the way it's going to be. Now, during that time, I will probably drop an occasional JAF classified episode, and I'll be putting up episodes in which I'm reading the comics that all y'all have voted on for me to read, like the Saga episode I did last week. Currently, you're voting on, as of the time that this episode goes up, the poll for the next book that I'm going to read will probably be closed. As of the time I'm recording it, the poll is still open. So I don't know what the next episode is going to be, what the next book is going to be, but we're going to continue to do those polls to see what I'm going to read next. And as I read those, I'll be putting up episodes, and I may also put up other episodes depending on if I watch a movie I want to talk about, or I read some other book that I want to talk about. Basically what I'm talking about here is that the Just Another Fanboy Reads episodes, such as the Madman, ElfQuest, and G.I. Joe, those are going to be more like the framework for Just Another Fanboy moving forward. But I don't like to be a real stickler anymore on schedules and all that, primarily because that's what leads my brain to shut down, and then I go on mental health breaks, because while I like to have a little structure when it comes to the podcast, I've learned that I shouldn't have too much, because I find that I strangle myself with too much structure and scheduling and all that junk. So that's going to be the world of Just Another Fanboy going forward. Now, beyond that, I have plans for the future as far as other types of episodes I want to do in regard to the Just Another Fanboy Reads types of episodes. I want to do Conan comics. I've got one of those episodes up there already, episode number 294 of Just Another Fanboy that dropped in September, Conan Part 1. And that's where I am taking the actual short story that Robert E. Howard wrote, and I either read it or listen to it, because I have an audiobook with most of them. And then I find the same story in comics form, as many adaptations as are out there, because you've got the books that Marvel put out back in the 70s and 80s. You've got the Dark Horse books that were out after that. You have a new series of books from, I don't know the name of the publishing house off the top of my head, but they do adaptations of Robert E. Howard stories under the name The Cimmerian. So I want to keep doing those, so you can look forward to Just Another Fanboy Reads Conan comics. And I also want to do Just Another Fanboy Reads Justice League comics, in which I read the Bwahaha era of the Justice League. I do have one episode up already of those. It was episode 282, which landed this past July, but that was actually just a reposting of episode 11, because I've tried to start this a couple of times. And originally I started it with episode number 11 back in September of 2019, and I didn't end up moving forward. And so I tried again this past year, and I did get a second episode recorded, but I haven't released it. So I may just record an all new episode for Justice League issue number 1 for my Reads Justice League comics series of episodes. Those, I don't have any planned date on when those are going to come out, but you will see those in the future. Those won't be coming out until after I have put up all the old or older ElfQuest episodes on their own feed and the G.I. Joe episodes on their own feed. And honestly, the only reason I'm starting with Madman is because I have Part 14 already recorded, and I want to release it, but I wanted to get this whole new feed set up and whatnot first. I also wanted to do a Just Another Fanboy Reads Superman comics, in which I read through all of the post-crisis Superman issues, starting with Man of Steel number one from July of 1986. But I rather like the idea of that actually being its own show. And so I've been toying around with doing a show called Just Another Superman Podcast. That's a tentative podcast title at this point. And again, I'm going to be reading, or at least I'm going to try to read all of the post-crisis Superman comics, starting with Man of Steel number one from July of 1986. It'll be an index show, very similar to my Just Another Fanboy Presents, The Death and Return of Superman. And that's actually what gave me the motivation and the reason for wanting to go back and read all those. If you've listened to the Just Another Fanboy Presents, I've said this a number of times, so you might be sick of hearing me say this, but I first started reading Superman comics with Man of Steel number one, John Byrne, July 1986, and I've read a number of those John Byrne Superman books, but eventually dropped off because I actually wasn't buying those issues myself. My older brother was. And so when he stopped buying them, I stopped reading them. And I know it was during the John Byrne run because I know I've never finished the John Byrne run. And then I never got back to Superman until I was at the point where I was driving and working and buying my own comics. And that happened to kind of coincide with the whole Death of Superman thing. And so that's when I got back into Superman comics. So at some point between the middle of John Byrne's run all the way through to the death of Superman, I haven't read most of those comics. I've gone back and read a couple here and there, but I haven't read them all. So I've been wanting to go back and reread the ones where I started and then get into the ones that I haven't read yet. Now, of course, one of the questions that came up in my mind, because I can't think about stuff like this without thinking of all the problems that might come along with it, is the fact that I'm already reading and recording episodes of the Death and Return of Superman issues, which are smack dab in the middle of the whole post-crisis Superman stuff. And my worry is, what am I going to do as far as episodes if I have this new podcast when I get to the death of Superman? And you know what? We're talking about, what is it, 5 years worth of Superman comics that start out at three titles a month and eventually become four titles a month from July 1986 to October of 1992. I don't know that I am still going to be podcasting after releasing weekly episodes for 5 years, starting at some point this year. So I'm not going to worry about that. All I can say is that if for some reason I am still doing podcast episodes 5 years from now and I get to those issues, I'll probably just either re-record them or edit the Just Another Fanboy Presents podcasts episodes to become these new episodes. That sounds like it would be easier. But that's just out there on the horizon. I've laid some very preliminary plans at this point. I haven't started recording. I've barely started taking notes. And I certainly haven't done a lot of reading just yet. So it's going to be a bit before something like that starts. And frankly, because Man of Steel issue number one landed in July of 1986, I've kind of given myself this tentative goal of launching the first episode by July. I may do it beforehand, but July is my deadline, ultimately. And when I start doing those episodes, like the Just Another Fanboy Reads episodes and the Just Another Fanboy Presents episodes, they will be on their own feed, but they'll also be on the Just Another Fanboy feed as well. They'll come out on both feeds. The only real difference between the Just Another Fanboy Reads episodes and the Just Another Superman podcast episodes is that the Just Another Fanboy Reads episodes are Just Another Fanboy episodes that I'm just also placing on their own feed, whereas Just Another Superman podcast would be technically its own podcast. I know it's stupid, it's semantics, but whatever. Now, with all that being said, I've also given myself permission this year to not sweat it if I don't always hit every Tuesday with Just Another Fanboy, if only because I really would like to kind of focus on getting shows out like Event or Else, Just Another Fanboy Presents, and then possibly this upcoming Just Another Superman podcast episode. So when the crap hits the fan, my first priority will be one of those three shows. And frankly, right now, my priority is Just Another Fanboy Presents. And that's simply because that is on a schedule. I'm releasing those episodes the same day that those books were released 30 years ago. The nice thing about those books, that series, that event, is that there are a number of weeks during the event in which they didn't release any episodes, so I have those weeks off, and that's going to help free up some of my time. But I'm not going to sweat it if I miss a Tuesday now and again, because in the end, there will be something out from me during that week, regardless, whether it's an episode of Event or Else, or Just Another Fanboy Presents, or sometime in the future, the Just Another Superman podcast, there will be something out from me that week. Oh, and let's not forget the Superman Super Show. So ultimately, what I'm saying here is that in the end, at the end of the day, Just Another Fanboy is going to be the lowest priority of the other stuff that I'm doing. And I'm going to be okay with that because there should be something every week that I will be releasing, even if it's just one episode. So yeah, that is what I have planned for 2023. One thing I've learned whenever I talk about stuff that I have planned is that the moment I start talking about it and start announcing it, that something ends up going wrong and I don't end up doing half of what I am talking about. So I want everybody to understand that that kind of stuff happens as well. Whether or not I'm planning on doing this doesn't mean that I'm going to actually do all of this. It just is going to depend on what life throws at me during 2023. Life is what happens when you're making other plans. And while these are my plans, whether or not life is going to allow me to do them, I don't know. And frankly, I'm okay with knowing that and knowing that I may not fulfill all of the plans that I have planned. So as long as you're okay with that, then we're all on the same page and we can all high five and maybe do one of those drum circles and trust falls and that kind of stuff. And, you know, that exercise where 10 people link arms and have to move about a room as a team, you know, stuff like that as a team, because that's what we are, folks. We're a team. But yeah, that's what I got for you. I would be interested to hear what your thoughts are. Not that your thoughts are going to change what I will or will not do, but I'm always interested to hear your feedback. So until then, folks, my name is Steven and I'm Just Another Fanboy. Be nice to each other. The Just Another Fanboy podcast is a Steven or Else production. Questions and comments can be directed to justanotherfanboy@gmail.com. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month over at the Patreon by going to patreon.com/StephenROr. And in return, I am going to do my very best to get you and your fellow patrons episodes just like this one before anybody else. I also encourage you to rate the show wherever available and share this podcast with a friend. All links will be in the show notes.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job. Uh-oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.